Hello and welcome to the ChannelBuzz.ca podcast. I'm Robert Dutt, editor of ChannelBuzz.ca, and as always, your host for the show. Today we continue our annual New Year's podcast series as we check in with Brian Babineau, Senior Vice President and General Manager of Barracuda MSP, on the year that was 2020 and the year that will be 2021. We talk through how Barracuda MSP and its partners transitioned from the early year plan in the face of COVID-19 and how the company saw its role in helping MSPs adopt and survive in a very changed landscape. We talk about the shift MSPs made towards being business enablers and being security-centric, and we talk about Barracuda's plans for 2021, why Babineau believes consistency is key, and the resources that are on the way from the company, as well as some hints as to where Barracuda's next moves will come from. We talk about the mood in the channel in the early days of 2021, and we get Babineau's thoughts on advice for MSPs on places to focus for success this year. It's a great conversation, so let's get right into it. My chat with Brian Babineau. Brian, thanks so much for joining us. Appreciate you taking the time.
Thanks very much for having me. I appreciate the opportunity, and I hope all is well with you and everybody's safe and sound.
All is indeed well, at least at this moment, and that's kind of what we ask for at this point, isn't it?
That is what we have, day by day.
Absolutely. So an opportunity here to kind of look back at the year that was 2020, and as challenging as that can be, I wonder if you can tell us a little bit about kind of...
Absolutely one of the most unique years, and one that I hope we don't actually have to replicate or witness similar experiences in a very long time, if ever.
Oh, amen to that. Absolutely. I wonder if you could share some of the some insights into kind of how Barracuda performed over the course of 2020 and how the business went.
Sure. Robert, I'll give you a perspective from the managed services side, as that's where I'm most accountable to our leadership team. Sure. On the MSP part of Barracuda, we probably followed the motion of the marketplace. I would say as far as the ebbs and flows of optimism heading into 2020, mm-hmm. We had a great partner advisory event in January of 2020 and had some tremendous plans and really felt the level of energy of the MSP channel. We were gearing up for our own fiscal year start in March. And then, as you can imagine, March looked a lot different for us internally. And we started to see, what I would call acceleration in certain parts of the market through March, as security, as COVID-related security interactions and attacks started increasing. Mm-hmm. Those that had businesses that were directly influenced or positively influenced by, by the pandemic, when I say positively, I mean that in the most respectful way, like healthcare institutions, frontline workers, transportation, those types of things. Those businesses started to see the security threats get realized and started, mm-hmm. Started engaging with our channel for, shift to cloud, utilizing more mobile apps where they could, and then the security came with it. And then we also saw the same thing that most everybody else saw, where there's a big part of the small to mid-sized business that was, severely negatively impacted in. We experienced some churn in our customer base. So, mm-hmm. The Dickens, it was, it was the best of times, it was the worst of times, is not appropriate. It was the worst of times, for many businesses. And from a Barracuda standpoint, our job was to take care of the customers that had committed to surviving in the worst of times. And that was probably how I would, that's how I would characterize it, is we saw some momentum in certain segments of the marketplace, and certainly being in the security business helped us quite a bit there.
All right. And in terms of kind of the product lineup and the channel programs and those sorts of things, how did the year unfold in terms of what Barracuda MSP did with partners?
So I think the one commitment we made was not to change too much throughout the year, in the calendar year, or in our fiscal year is just approaching its end at the end of February. There was, what we watched in the marketplace was programs related to financing, programs related to some, freeware, and those that were tied to utilizing some, government funds, no matter where you were in the world. What we tried to do was maintain consistent pricing, provide, you know, as much transparency and make technology available quicker to our partners through not for resale, for trial purposes. But we really didn't try to do too much. We tried to be predictable so that partners didn't have to spend time researching everything, all the nuances of what we were doing new. And just tried to, and I would say that was the feedback we received in January was, you know, continuously try to be easier to do business with. And then I think one of the decisions you make early on throughout, you know, a situation that's not normal is don't change too much. And partners appreciate that you are who you are throughout the year and where you can help without confusing them. They appreciate that. So programmatically, you know, we really focused on getting product and technology and innovation that we felt could help the most, as opposed to altering, you know, any type of financial incentives or, you know, pricing that might be short term that could lead to confusion or folks not understanding what we're trying to get done.
Makes sense. You know, you touched on kind of the impacts that we saw on the business as a result of COVID, both with some folks ramping up and some folks obviously being severely challenged. How did you see your MSP partners react to COVID and kind of try to make their own business run through this experience?
So we definitely saw a shift of MSPs, what I would call become, take on a personality of business enablers. So the MSPs that embraced the situation in front of them, you know, really worked with their clients to enable their business to operate differently. So a good example is how do you optimize hiring different sets of employees in the restaurant business, you know, takeout drivers, folks that can work, you know, curbside delivery. Is there a way to put your menu online via cloud application? And so that was, you know, the first part. And then, you know, those that committed to that, we also saw make a commitment to security and becoming, you know, what we call a security-centric managed service provider, which is taking the new configurations, the new implementations to enable a business to evolve itself and then protecting themselves, right? It's building security perimeter for Office 365, building a security perimeter for Zero Trust. When you have a new set of employees or a myriad of different employees coming in and out of the business, we saw a lot more MSPs stand up to help clients evolve, get settled, and then become more secure over a very short period of time.
Yeah, I'm hearing that kind of sentiment a lot. Shifting from looking back at the year that was to looking a little bit ahead towards what to expect through the balance of 2021 and hopefully brighter, better days for all involved. But can you maybe share some of the sort of business priorities and plans for Barracuda MSP heading into this year?
Absolutely. And it's great to have a chance to look forward a little bit. What I would caution though, Robert, is, you know, one, we're still operating in the unique time. It appears we're going to be operating like that for a while. I think the cybersecurity landscape is, you know, is influenced by the pandemic and it's influenced by geopolitical situations. What we try to do is look at some of the trends towards the end of, you know, in the November, December timeframe. And what caught my eye was a study done by the SMB group on asking small, mid-sized businesses and their MSP partners, you know, now that some of the dust has settled, not all of it, you know, what is your new world look like and where are the threats? And when you look at that study, you know, if you're an SMB that had, you know, that had optimism and were ability to kind of go through transformation, you know, there's 42% of them here that accelerated their technology and adoption. Their biggest security challenges right now are users working from home device, you know, working on home devices or working from Wi-Fi or home networks, right? Mm-hmm. I can certainly attest to that happened in the Barracuda MSP business. We have a lot more individuals that are not working in a central location and they're accessing their work, you know, they're connecting to our applications very differently than they might have been years gone by, you know, just 12 months ago. So what I'm looking at is actually, you know, what happened at the end of 2020 that sets our mark and sets ourselves up for success in 2021. And right now the data is telling us we're going to have users working from everywhere. That is the biggest concern for small, mid-sized businesses and their technology partners. So we're lining up, you know, portfolio, and, you know, we're lining up our portfolio to intersect those trends. We made an acquisition at the, I believe it was right towards the end of calendar year 2020, might've got into, yeah, I think we closed it 2020, which, an organization called FIDE, which gives us a cloud generation access and zero trust capabilities. Mm-hmm. We'll add that to the MSP portfolio so that MSP providers can work with their end users on really a building a zero trust network. You know, we will do more in helping MSPs handle threat hunting inside their own environment. And you'll definitely see some more innovation from us in the email security realm because the account takeovers and the phishing, now that users are accessing email from anywhere, continues to be on the rise. So we're looking at where the dust has settled, whether it be cloud security, zero trust networking, because of what happened in 2020, and putting a portfolio out that really is designed to intercept those requirements and making it easier for customers and MSPs to buy those.
All right. And, you know, you mentioned that for 2020, kind of one of the big asks from the channel was to see consistency. Curious sort of what partners can expect from Barracuda MSP over the course of the year in terms of that front and the programmatics front and those kinds of things.
Yeah, I would say consistency is definitely a commitment for us and the ongoing improvements for us to be easier to do business with. We've made some investments that MSPs probably won't see in our back office systems, in order to, you know, keep our in our financial relationships and invoicing and the customer relationship experience moving forward. So our goal is to always be improving there and investing in that in that regard. The technology innovation roadmap starting, you know, right in early March, almost all the way through the year, is one of the most exciting that I've seen. So they'll certainly see the innovation side of Barracuda MSP, and that will shine through. And then they're going to see a commitment from us to help them get their businesses better, more resources on how they can become a security-centric MSP. So programmatically, it will be resources to help them expand, you know, get into, expand, or rapidly grow their security business. And so I would say that's where the programmatic aspect will come about. And when doing so, we think security is could be looked at from two directions, whether it's, you know, it's an investment for an MSP to be more relevant in the marketplace, but it certainly can be a profit driver for a managed service provider, and us providing the resources of how they balance the, it's a necessity plus a profit driver is where you'll probably see a little bit more of a change from us is making those resources and capable. And I'll just give you one example. Sure. You'll see an investment from us, an announcement on enabling MSPs to easily migrate remote monitoring and management solutions. We think there hasn't been a service like that to help, you know, MSPs make those types of migration changes. And but they want to. They want to get into remote monitoring and management that actually gives you a security lens to the business. And so rather than, you know, being stuck on where you are with your technology, you can, you know, we'll make it easier to move to, you know, a security-centric remote monitoring and management platform. And bringing that to market, we think, unlocks an opportunity for our partners to get the best technology without burdening their staff.
All right. Great. So a question we always ask in this series, and one that's perhaps all the more germane this year for any number of reasons, but I'm curious to get your thoughts and your conversations with your partners early this year. What's kind of the mood in the channel? How are your partners feeling about kind of their prospects and their priorities for 2021?
So I would say the mood for the partners right now is optimistic. Coming off of a a very tough year and some time away where I would almost call it forced time away in the channel because of lockdowns, because of the holidays. So there was the conversations that I've had, here in mid-January have been one of folks are refreshed, their client base is stable, and now they're ready to take on new challenges. And I see that as a great sign is in their engagement. It feels like it feels of not the same high level of energy we're used to the MSP channel, but it, mm-hmm. but what a one of we can make a difference, we can make an impact across the small to mid-sized business community. And the level of energy seems to be pointed directly at that challenge. And I think we're welcome for it. So it's certainly not without some level of turpitude, if you will, mm-hmm. or hesitation, because I think the cybersecurity landscape, we had a huge industry event towards the end of the calendar year. And I think that, again, that kind of made it less fun over the holidays for many folks dealing with that. But we know it's going to be there. It creates an opportunity for MSPs. And I think they view that as an obligation. And I also believe they feel as an obligation if they can do their job and get people into the cloud, get them using new applications, they will be a big part of how small businesses return to the, to economic productivity.
All right, great. So sort of tying together those last two answers into one neat bow for channel partners, what would be some of your advice to partners in terms of where to focus, ideas to be bringing to the table, and kind of top opportunities for this year?
Yeah, I would say be aggressive with your clients. Make sure you're educating them on how they can evolve and transform their business. Get into the cloud. Make it easy to use IT. Get off of legacy platforms. Don't be bound by the servers in the closet, because that office construct is definitely not what it was before. So we're encouraging MSP partners to bring new ideas, new ways to deploy applications, first and foremost. And then second is making sure that their security posture is going to be strong enough to survive, a wave of ongoing cybersecurity threats, and making sure that employees are trained and aware, making sure that they have, the opportunity to take advantage of cloud applications or a switch to an Office 365 platform or a move to mobile ordering or whatever your preference might be or whatever might move the needle for the business. Mm-hmm. But there's no reason to wait for these discussions. So our encouragement is, look, become a security-centric MSP, help transform your businesses by utilizing the technologies out there, and then building up a security posture that is required in order to operate across the globe right now.
All right. Great. So sound advice. Brian, thanks again for taking the time, and all the best for a very successful 2021 for Barracuda MSP.
Robert, thank you so much for having us. Yeah, thank you very much for the well wishes. Thanks for having me. And I look forward to this conversation again next year when we are talking about how 2021 started and how awesome it's finishing.
You and me both. So there you have it. A look back at 2020 and a hopeful look ahead to the rest of 2021 with Brian Babineau, Senior Vice President and GM of Barracuda MSP. I'd like to thank Brian for joining us on the podcast. I'd like to thank Barracuda MSP for their continuing support of the site. And of course, thank you for listening. The ChannelBuzz.ca podcast will be back later this week, but between now and then, we'd invite you to subscribe to the podcast on Google Podcasts or Apple Podcasts, and if you feel so inclined, please do consider leaving us a rating and review. It really helps others find the show. Until next time, I'm Robert Dutt for ChannelBuzz.ca. Take care, and I'll see you around the channel.